everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to do some instantaneous healings for everyone. And we'll just talk about the Lightship briefly for those who are new. The Lightship comes here once every 2,000 years, and the reason why it comes is to eliminate the darkness out of the universes of light, which is what the Lightship created. And the Lightship never created the darkness. This darkness energy just existed also, and it somehow wants to creep into the light territory. And when it does that, it naturally interferes with us, physical humans here, and causes just basic problems in our lives and bring in negativity and also, off-planet energies that we cannot understand or even deal with. And these are very negative things, and unfortunately they're here, and this is why the Lightship comes to collect all of its energies that it created, to bring them forth and to go into the universal shift where the darkness can be released from the negativity. So anyway, the darkness energy somehow, looking at it objectively, is just looking for light, basically. And it does have an agenda of its own. And the Lightship always gives it a chance to come into the light if these beings that, you know, look human like us wish to come into the light and have a spirit or soul put back into their bodies that they never had before. And we have talked about different types of beings. There's a lot of them on the planet that are walking around, too, that are actually not of the light. I'll just kind of describe that to you. We have humans that have a spirit or soul in their body, and you can tell that by looking at people. If their eyes kind of are sparkly and not too glossed over, then somebody's in the body there, and that means that they were created by the light. The other beings that look like humans could be artificial intelligent bodies, and these bodies do not have a soul in them at all, and their eyes are always dark and lifeless looking, and they can function perfectly well on the earth plane. And then we have the other body, number three, and this body is ones that have a soul in their body, but they also have, along with them, somehow they got maybe corrupted by the dark side, and they have what I call as shapeshifters in them. And these are people that you look at, in a blink second, you look at their eyes and they change. They kind of look like squished grapes, in a sense, reptilian type of eyes. And then you look at them again, maybe you blink your eye and the eye looks perfectly normal, or both eyes look normal. Sometimes only one eye will change. Or you look at a person and all of a sudden they have an image that they're portraying that is something different than a human, okay? And these people, you know, see. I've seen them myself, and they change instantly. And so what happens is that energy is far in the background, and when it wants to come forward to look out of that body's eyes, it can't do that. And sometimes it will actually come forward with its own life form. And all of a sudden you see that blueprint of that type of being. So there are humans that are, say, both, okay? And then the other types are just the negative life forms that are here. And those life forms are like octopus energy and black widow and ticks and mosquitoes, squid energy, jellyfish energy, and these are energies, and this is much more than these two, but these are the ones that we know about that are here, that are created and brought here by these beings, and they have their own particular dark side universe, and these energies actually live there. So they just brought themselves down here to live with us also. But the main thing is when the shift happens, these energies are no longer in existence, and what happens is the whole universe gets turned off, and the light regains everything of the light. The darkness just falls away. And then everyone on this earth plane at that time will be freed. So you can go off and do what you want to do on another mission somewhere else, we'll say. Have a wonderful life on maybe a different planet. What happened last time when Jesus came, the energy was so strong that the dark side took a lot of the people that were here and put them into a parallel life. So when the universe was actually turned off and dematerialized, the darkness, with their intelligence, and they're just as strong as the light as far as what they can do, and they can mimic the light 100%, much like an octopus does. If you ever watched a movie on an octopus, they're very sneaky critters, and they can camouflage themselves perfectly in any one of their surroundings. So what happens is the dark side creates an artificial intelligent Earth, artificial intelligent bodies, just like your own, and you could be created just like yourself now, maybe, say, a couple hundred to maybe 1,000 lives on 1,000 different Earth planets, and your spirit doesn't know the difference, and it can go there. So what they did is they actually took and stole you, in a sense, during the universal shift time, brought you to those universes. Your spirit is in a body, and when the universe was turned off, you didn't know that because you weren't here. It just kept you over in those lifetimes. And then as the universe got turned back on again, when you're supposed to be leaving the Earth plane, at that point you didn't know that, and the Earth got rematerialized again just the way it was before. And you just walked back in here again, were brought back, and you didn't realize that anything really happened. And this is why people have had past lives for, we'll say, 30 to maybe 60,000 years here. And some have been actually here longer. So this is kind of the story. This is why we're talking about the universal shift. And, you know, this weekend, you know, we're basically celebrating Jesus. And then also, you know, after that, you know, the ascension process. So I look at more of the ascension process here, what Jesus did. So he is able to ascend after his physical body, you know, was on the cross, we'll say, or whatever else happened to it. But basically, the whole process is to regain your spiritual energy back to yourself and not to have the dark side fool with you. And this is what this show is about. The Light Ship is doing this show, basically, and they bring in the energies. And the first thing we're going to do now is an entity release. And these are entities that are on the Earth plane. These are emotional bodies of people who have passed on. Another way of calling it is like these are the ghosts that people see in rooms, etc. Very seldom does the spirits actually hang around very long. You know, the spirit is what looks out of your eyes. They may only hang on here for maybe 6 months or so as a general rule to just watch the loved ones. And then at that point, they're gone. And most of them get blessed out of here during the funeral procession. But anyway, these are entities that should not be here. These are energies that are the emotional bodies. And this energy was not created by the Light Ship. So when you go to the Light Ship, you don't have this, the Light Ship cannot work on this energy because they did not create it. It was created by the Earth Spirit. So it doesn't really have a lot of light into it. And this is why emotions typically, when people do get emotional, we normally use that term, and when somebody gets upset, don't be so emotional, okay? Or they're crying a lot, or they're going through a negative situation. And then the emotions cause reactions to the body, and the body then normally becomes upset. So we're going to take away these energies here right now. And these emotional bodies are the bodies that normally were inside of people, just like the ones inside of yourself. Everybody has an emotional body. And it collects all of the joy that you had in your life, along with all the misfortunes and negative effects. And basically most people, because of the negativity here, being transmitted to us off-planet by these negative forces. Most people have a lot of negative experiences. And the teachings through metaphysics or even religious teachings kind of call that karma. Well, that karma really isn't your own. It's just the dark side bringing that energy to you so it can live on your emotional traumas. So as you get more upset, it has more energy to live on, and it wants to keep you in that state of being, so that the more upset you are, the more they can get life force energy from you. So we're taking these energies away from you right now. So we're working with the bottom of your feet now and working up to your ankles. And if you're really in tune with your body, you're going to feel a change. You might feel a bit lighter in these areas. We're working on the arches right now. Now we're working up ankles to the knees, to your hip joints, and just kind of do a little body sampling here. Tune into your body. We're going up now, up into your solar plex area. So working on the intestines, your liver, your spleen, kidneys, working all the way up now. We'll go to the top of your shoulders here, going down your arms. And these bodies that are the emotional bodies will bring to you their, say, videotape of their life experience when they were in a body. So if you had an entity coming into you that lived in the 1920s, it may have a great history of maybe working on a farm and possible, you know, history of maybe having a car, possibly, okay? and it may relate to these eras of time. So you may be a collector of things, and you might want to collect a lot of antiques, maybe in the early 1900s, because this is where this entity, you know, has lived, okay? So it resonates to that energy. And if it's happened to do a lot of body hopping since then, maybe it now is in a body for maybe somebody's whole lifetime. Maybe it came in at the age of 3 and the person died at 80. So it'll have, you know, 70-plus years of life, maybe in the 1950s. So you're also maybe drawn to the 1950 energies, okay? So this is kind of how these entities work. And typically they could body hop through thousands of people. So they have a lot of life experience in other people, how they lived, all of their emotional traumas they collect, and they record those, and it's like, you know, a walking, I don't know, kind of like a encyclopedia, so to speak, of different lifetimes, different lifestyles. And so what you have now is this entity, or many of these entities, with you, and they want to live your life according to their addictions and the pain that they've had in those bodies. Here we go. They're being released from you now. Now we're going to work on the energy above your shoulders, going to your neck, going to the back of your head now, top of your head, and around your face area, around your eyes. So you could have, for instance, an eye problem right now. Maybe you can't see too well. And you could have a couple hundred entities that came to you because they have an eye problem too. So they can cut down your healing ability and actually take it away from you because they resonate with that energy. So what you think you're dealing with is not really your own. It's these entities coming into you, bringing that process to you of their physical attributes of having an eye problem. Here we go, taking some more energy away. And they like coming to pain. Pain attracts them because naturally they need the energy too of pain to live, much like the dark side needs the same energy. Okay, now we're going to just do a body scan now. Just kind of check your body, see how you feel. You might even want to get up and walk for a second here. Maybe walk 10, 15 steps and then come back and maybe stretch and twist, see how you feel. You might feel a little bit lighter. If you feel any warmth or tingling, that means that where the entities where your spirit is now able to come into your body in those locations. So kind of look at your body as like a puzzle that you bought at a store, okay? And each one of those little puzzle pieces, we'll say they're about an inch square, is a place where your spirit's supposed to be. And if the entities come in, they take up that location. And so at that point, at that little puzzle piece, it does not have spirit energy into it. So that part kind of slowly starts to die on you because there's no life force energy there. And during this process of releasing these energies, you're going to actually feel a little better. And this is where the tingling comes in because now you're getting life force energy into your body. Okay, we're going to bring more of your spirit now back. So we'll count to 10. So your spirit left you because of pain and trauma, anxiety, anything that's negative that you experienced in your life. Since your spirit only knows love energy, it can't deal with that low frequency. And so because of that, it leaves. And it leaves in the moment. Remember, the light only works in the now. That's what you should kind of memorize completely. If it's not in the now, it's not of the light. And that means that mental energy, thought projections, going into the future is not of the light quality, okay? So that takes you off your path. So here we go. We're going to come into your body with more of your spirit. And coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Coming in stronger, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. I'll just see if Sylvia's online. Sylvia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and welcome, everyone. It's great to hear this information from you, Ron. It's really making things very clear for us to understand a lot of things that I think have been difficult to understand about why things happen. So it's great to understand how these entities work. And we've got some of our listeners on the fast chat with us tonight, and we have a request from one of them for doing a water activation for a glass of water that would actually help with this whole entity cleansing process.
Okay, so we could do that. So I'll give you all about 5 minutes here. So I'll go out and get a glass of water. And, you know, whatever you get, typically, you know, maybe up to 12 ounces is fine. If you have bottled water, maybe a 20-ounce bottle or something, that would work also. And this water will be good for basically 2 days. I'd recommend just drinking it all at once if you can this evening. And it'll help to clear these energies out of you. So I'll just continue talking here, explaining a little bit more here. So the entities you don't want, okay? Because otherwise what they're doing is they come into your awakening consciousness and start talking to you. That's the voices that people have inside of their heads. They say, man, I can't get rid of this voice. I don't know what it is, but it's always there, and it's giving me trauma and talking to me and maybe downgrading me, telling me that I'm not a very good person or I should not be doing this. I know that I should, but I just, you know, it goes on and on and on. And these are the entities that are actually tormenting people. Okay, so what we're going to do now is another release here. In fact, what I'm going to do is take out your emotional body. So, and this will be, I kind of jokingly say this, and it's sort of true. This is how it actually feels to be a man. I don't want to sound racist here, but women are normally pretty emotional, and they feel the energies, and they get upset quite easily, where men kind of like breeze through things as a general rule, okay? So men will say are more in their heads, and women are more in their hearts, will say, and they feel more energies. So what we're going to do now, this would be great for all the women listening, we're going to take out your emotional body, and you're going to feel how it is to be maybe more logical and not caught up in the emotions. So here we go. I'm going to take out your emotional body. So it's coming out, and they don't like to come out. It's like having a spring that's stretched, so you will have it come back to you. Don't worry about it staying out. They normally come back within 5 minutes, if not sooner. So here we go, coming out. So we're about 20% out for everybody. And what you're probably going to sense is that you're going to feel like this gigantic weight taken off of you. And when I do the emotional clearing for people with their whole lifetime, this is how you feel afterwards. Okay, coming out more. And coming out. And you're about halfway out. Some people are about 40% out. Let's get it up to half for everybody. There we go. A little more coming out. So it could move out sideways, or it could come out maybe out of the top of your head. It all depends how your this body wishes to leave you. So we're just commanding it out of your body right now. And this body was put into you a long, long time ago by the Earth Spirit to sample love energy. Well, we don't really work with love too much here any longer. We have wars, etc., and people want to control everybody. So that love energy turned into like a self-defense energy in a way that the body knows how to kind of survive here through the emotions, okay? There we go. Coming out. We're 60% out, 70%. There, that's feeling better. 80%. 90, and there, everybody's out of their body with the emotions, okay? So this is just one of the bodies that make up your physical body. So we'll just put it alongside of you. I'm going to direct it so it comes out to the left of you. So it's just standing alongside of you on the left side of you. And we're going to hold it out. And some of you probably have felt a great release of energy or relief, and just kind of feel how your body is working now. Remember, the emotional body, to be quite frank, will actually kill you. Okay, it'll damage your body so much, take away its life force energy through traumas, and this body is made up of judgment. This is why doing my emotional clearing is so beneficial for you. So we're going to hold it out here. Like I said, they don't want to stay out. It, like, lost its home now. And this you could call right now, with it out of your body, this you can call an entity, a ghost, okay? And now you may realize what it feels like to have this thing out of you, okay? And now if it brought all of your stuff that you had in your lifetime to somebody else, you can see what a burden is going to lay upon that person, okay? Because most of you women probably actually feel relieved now. Anybody on Fast Chat, Sylvia, talking about how they feel?
Not yet, but...
Not yet, huh?
If anyone's listening and they have something, please type it in. It'd be great to hear from you.
Yeah. So we're going to hold it out here for a few minutes here. And you should have a lot of tingles in your body now, because now your spirit can actually come to different locations and heal you. before that, this emotional body blocked the energy. It took it all for itself. So we're still holding out to the left side of you here. And it definitely wants to come back in because it lost its home. So it's feeling abandoned.
It is a wonderful feeling when you feel your spirit energy coming back to you.
Yeah, we're going to bring you more into your body now and have your spirit. We're going to have your spirit now come in through your feet. And we're going to do two things at once. You're going to hold the emotional body out here. Your spirit's going to come into your feet. Normally, your spirit comes in through your heart or your crown chakra. And when it comes in, it doesn't like to go down below the waist because it doesn't want to be here. And so it doesn't want to go into your legs. So a lot of people have leg problems as they get older, and this is the reason, because there's no spirit energy to be the conduit for healing. So we're going to have your spirit just come out, and instead of coming in through your crown, we're going to have it come in through your feet. And with the emotional body out, you should have a great effect here with the healing energy. So here we go, coming out of your body, coming in through your feet, coming in feet, knees, waist. There we go. Coming in again, feet, ankles, knees, waist, chest area, perfect. Shoulders. So out and in, 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 out and in. There, we're holding the emotional body away now. There we go.
Well, we do have a few comments now on the fast chat.
Okay.
One person is very happy and would like the emotional body removed permanently.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Yeah, we all would love that, wouldn't we? And another listener said that they can feel their life force energy all around them, and it makes them feel like they can breathe.
That's great.
Wonderful. Yeah.
That's great. So this is how it feels without an emotional body in your body.
Could you talk a little bit more about what you commented on a minute ago when you said the spirit is the conduit for healing? I'm not sure that everyone understands how the healing process takes place and how vital it is that their spirit energy is with them in order to receive a healing.
Yes. When you're first born, when you first conceive, your spirit actually signs up to help your body through this lifetime on its physical healing and to give your body or your consciousness, you know, what your thoughts it gets a little confusing there, but we'll just say the thoughts that you think with, guidance, okay? So when you ask yourself what to do next, you should be in your heart because that's how you're intended to be. When you're first born, you're in your heart energy. And then as you go through life, maybe a couple years old or so, you start learning that you need to work on the mental areas and you have to know how to think to be here. Otherwise, you're in your heart. And then the more that you're in your mental arena, the less you're in your heart, then eventually you're basically mental. That's not 100% true for most people, but for a lot of people it is. And then we have a hard time dropping back into the heart because the mind is so powerful. Remember, the mind is not of the light. It's not created by the light. There's no mind of God like they teach in New Age metaphysics. It's strictly the darkness energy taking away the energy from your heart center, and it allows you not to go into the aspect of the heart. So it wants to live on the heart energy, keep you away from going into the heart, so like puts blocks up there. So what we're doing now is working with your spirit, and your spirit, you see, has to unite with every cell of your body. And this is what you call a light body. Some people use the term higher self sometimes. I don't see that as being appropriate, because all you are is who you are in your body, okay? This is all that you have. As far as a higher self, that makes it sound like you're outside of yourself and that there's something outside of yourself that should be here, that you should be uniting with that, and that's not true. Everything that you have is here with you, but you have to open up to it. And these other energies prevent you from doing that, and mainly it's mind energy. So your spirit is in your body, and it has to unite with every cell in your body to do the ascension process. So if you have emotional blockages from this lifetime and your past, and your spirit cannot unite with that fully at that point in time, or during your lifetime, you know, that part is not going to get the spiritual energy the divine energy to it. Remember, your body can live without spirit energy, okay, because it has its own life force with it from the earth spirit to have it live, okay? But the part that, the thing that separates you from, say, the dark side or anything else is that you have a spirit with you. There are planets that could have, from the dark side, people that look like us, and without a spirit in them, they're working perfectly fine because they're using the earth energy, the earth's, or the frequency of that planet that they're from to make the bodies live, okay? It may get a little confusing for some of you, but what I'm trying to tell you is that what you have is a spirit in your body, and the spirit is used for healing because it's divine, and that's all perfection energy, and your spirit knows your original blueprint, which can help heal you. So you need to have that with you to have a healing take place.
Well, I think that's pretty clear, and we've got some wonderful comments on the fast chat from people experiencing a lot of tingles as their spirit energy came back into their body, and some beautiful results from having those emotional bodies moved aside. So that's great. So hopefully everybody has their glass of water now, and we can do the water activation.
Okay, so this will be your ghost-busting water here, okay? The water. So what I'd like you to do is, well, first go on the screen here and scroll down and see the light beam. If you're brand new to the program, click on Station 1, then Creation Lightship Healing. And you can go to the Monday night show if you wish at 4 o'clock. Just click on that. They're all the same information. Click on that, and then you're going to have the page come up, Creation Lightship. Scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar. And underneath the blinking flower there, you're going to see a light beam. And this is a lady drew when she was on one of the four-hour conference calls. In fact, we're having one tomorrow. And she saw it real time. We do have seers who actually see on the light ship. And this is one of the beings that she actually saw. So she gave us the picture of her, which is very wonderful. And so look at this now. And we're going to activate the light beam. Then we'll have the light beam activate the water for you. And like I said, these energies only work in the now. This is the divine energy, only works in the now, and we're going to bring this spirit energy from this beautiful being on the light ship into your picture on your screen. And here it goes. It's being activated now. And most people sense the eyes becoming brighter. I see that whenever I look at the screen. And you're going to maybe see your picture kind of float off the monitor a little bit here. You might see her smile at you. And the colors will change somewhat around the auric field around her. And she's fully activated right now. And if you can notice in your room, your whole room probably just got through changing, or since our show came on, you're going to feel a lot of light energy in your room. And normally when our show comes on, you won't have any entities around that much because they're going to be taking off. So if you had anything in your closet or something, this energy is so high frequency they don't want to be transformed, so they normally leave. Okay, so take the water in your hands. Maybe put on a table in front of you or whatever is comfortable, and put one hand on each side of it. And this beautiful light being is now going to connect heart to heart with you. You may feel your heart chakra opening up a little bit here. There we go. And the energy will go from your heart to your shoulders, down your arms, to your fingers. And you may start to feel your hands kind of buzzing or pulsating. And if you don't feel it, it's working anyway. So typically men are about 1% can feel, and women are about 50-50. So if you don't feel, you know, don't worry about it. This is working. Okay, this will take another probably 15 seconds here. Here we go. And this water will mix with the water that you have in your body already. And it will help to put really high frequencies into your body to eliminate entities. Okay, feels like it's fine, so have some water. Have as much as you want. The more you drink, probably the better it's going to be. And I'll have some of my water here. And most people who do the water charging of any type of water will say that the water is silkier, smoother, goes down very easily. The body really loves the water. How's your water, Sylvia?
It's very good. It's a little different than sometimes, which it does tend to change from time to time for me, and it's just very, very good.
Okay, we're going to do one other...
Go ahead.
Yes, go ahead. Anything on the fast chat?
Yeah, I wanted to just mention a couple of things on there and refer to a couple of things that you talked about. Before I forget, one is you mentioned that there's going to be the four-hour ascension preparation and healing session tomorrow. If anyone is still interested in getting on that hasn't signed up for it yet, are they able to contact you and get on that still? And if so, how do they go about that?
Yeah, you might just send me an email. That'll be fine. And then you can just put a check in the mail. And just give me an email at creationlightship.com.
Is it healing at creationlightship.com?
Yes, you're right, healing at creationlightship.com. Thank you, Sylvia. And
okay,
then
good.
I contact you and get back with you by tomorrow. And it starts 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time and then 5 o'clock Eastern. And it's a four-hour call. So it's the four-hour call may sound like a lot of time for people, but it goes by very, very quickly. It feels like about a half an hour telephone conversation. So I want to do something else here. Since we took out the emotional body, and it's still out, okay, now we're going to show men how it feels like to be, I'm getting confused here. This is for the men to take out their mental bodies, okay? And this will also work for the women, too. And so for a man, you're going to be able to probably feel your heart energy very nicely, okay? And for the women, they're going to feel the mental energy leave and feel more of their heart energy. So for the men, this is how it would be, or the women, how it would be to really be freed up of these energies here. And for a man, it'll feel the heart energy that some women really have a lot of. Here we go, taking the mental body out. And it's coming out here slowly. Boy, this feels like it's just like rusted in place here. Wow, really ingrained in us. Coming out. There we go. 10% out. There we go. 20%. And I would like to have comments on the fast chat for all those who are typing there. If you want to get on the fast chat, underneath the light bean, it'll say BBS Fast Chat. Just click on that, and a screen will come up for you, and you can just type in there. And then also, as we're taking this body out here, it's 30% out. If you wish to join our email list, just scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page. It's there. And also, I do love getting testimonials, too, from people on their healings during this program. So if you wanted to type something in there of what happened to you, that'd be wonderful. Okay, we're 50% out. This is really, this body has probably never left anybody, okay? So here we go, 60% out. Okay, there we go, 70%. And there we go, 80% out. 90. There we go, 95. So this is how it would probably feel if you're really an enlightened person, okay? Well, you got rid of the mental and you got rid of the emotions, okay? This is strictly going to be the heart energy resonating through you. And it's always resonating, but these other energies block it and mask it. Okay, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, there's out. This will be to the right side of you now. So your left side is the emotions, and we're holding that out, and the right side is the mental body. And all that's left now is you, your thoughts that you have, your spirit's probably coming more fully to you, and you have wonderful heart energy. So we're going to do the heart-to-mind drop right now for everyone. I mean the mind-to-heart
drop.
Yeah, how you reverse it sometimes. So here we go. We drop your mind down. In fact, the mind really isn't here. We're going to open up the heart chakra. I was going to start to do that. No energy there. Very interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. That was really something.
Yeah, so here we go. We're going to open the heart chakra up. So here we go. Heart chakra, I'll use the word spin to do this. So spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Wow, what a difference. Holy moly. Body is buzzing.
Yeah, it sure is amazing. And we have quite a few comments on the fast chat. We have one person says, for once there isn't any random thoughts. Another feels a lot of tingling, relaxing, feels great to be gone. This is really something. It feels amazing.
Yeah. So
to have that lifted.
Yeah, this is the way the Earth Spirit wanted us to be. Because you're living in your heart right now.
I think this relates back to what you were saying a little bit earlier about how the light is in the now. The light only works in the now. And how the mind just is always trying to take you out of the now.
Yes, that's correct.
And when that's lifted from you, you can just be there and it feels really good.
Yeah, everybody now, you can feel that you're in the moment.
Yeah, you're not being clobbered by your past or concerned about the future or worried or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So let's hold the space for a little bit here. And I'm sure it's probably a pretty profound healing for a lot of people, knowing more of who they are right now. Remember, your spirit now is almost in control of you. So ask your spirit to come and connect with you. You want to hear its voice inside of your head. This is where you normally get the information, but it should really be in your heart. But regardless, ask for guidance right now. And when you ask, you may actually sense that your thoughts are in your whole body. If you ask, you might even feel that same thought. Thought is not the right word to use, but I'll use it. The thought energy could be in your toe. So as you think, your whole body now is like a sounding board, okay? And just kind of listen and ask for guidance. And we're going to bring more of your spirit energies back to you now, like we did before. So I'm going to count to 10. Coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. More of you's coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I'll just give you some silence here for maybe a couple of minutes so you can actually sit back and enjoy. Okay, how's everybody doing so far? Anything on Fast Chat, Sylvia? Or are they all in bliss?
Yeah, just comments like, wow, and totally awesome, and feeling like only the observer is present, and others feeling like they're here right in the now. It's just great. It's wonderful to read. I wish you could see it.
Yeah, we'll do one other type here. There are people who probably have pain in their body. We're going to take out your pain body. Okay, we'll leave the other ones out of the body still. So this is, believe me, you have lots of help on the light ship right now with these energies helping you. We're going to take out your pain body. We're going to put the pain body behind you. Okay, so here we go. So if you're in pain, hopefully the pain will leave you. If you've had pain, at different times of your life, that energy is still there. And so we're taking these out now. And unfortunately, the energies will come back to you. But at least you can feel what it's like with these energies out. And this is why I do the clearings for people to get them cleared out of these energies that you're now actually physically feeling. So this is like sample healings. There we go, coming out. So we're about halfway out with your pain bodies. Remember, this body or all the bodies, you know, like store information. And they're kind of like a sponge, or we'll say like a continuous videotape of your whole life, okay? And they're now 60% out, 70%, 80% is coming behind you, 90%, and I'll just count up, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, and 100%. Okay, we'll hold this energy away from you for about a minute here. And what I'd like you to do then, in about 1 minute, once your body gets used to it, is just to get up and walk and stretch, okay, and twist. And you may find maybe some of your muscles being so relaxed that bones may come back into place again. You might have an alignment with your skeleton. So just about a half a minute more here. I want the body to understand that this healing is going on with it. And we'll bring more of your spirit in, and then we'll have you walk. So here we go. Coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'd like you to get up and maybe walk for 20 steps. And just kind of see how your body's doing now. And you may feel like you weigh about 100 pounds less. Check out your eyes. You might want to look in a mirror too. You can go to a bathroom or look in a mirror, maybe on your wall in your living room or something. Just look at your eyes in the mirror and just see how your eyes look, because you're looking at your spirit. And just see if they're a little bit brighter than what they used to be. You may start to feel more energy coming into your body, more tingles, more warmth. You might even feel a little bit taller if you had any type of pain in your body. Maybe you can smile for the first time in years. So look at yourself and smile. Okay, Sylvia, I'll put you back on again. Are you there someplace?
Yeah. Just enjoying that wonderful state. You know, it really became clear to me as you were taking those three bodies out that a lot of times what we're dealing with is just baggage that has nothing to do with spirit. And we think it's us, but it's not us. It's this other stuff that's been kind of dumped on us or, handed to us from the dark side or whatever. And it's just a wonderful feeling to have that lifted. And I'm sure there are people we have quite a few comments on the fast chat, by the way, about it being remarkable. And someone just came on and said that it makes them feel as light as a feather. So can you talk a little bit about how working with the light ship in doing things like the emotional clearing and these other clearings can help people to have these kind of results or feelings in a more permanent way?
Yes, the first thing that I do when I work with anybody is the emotional clearing. And that's actually three clearings in one. It clears the emotional traumas out of your spirit. And remember, your spirit takes on and gets imprinted with the emotional traumas of this lifetime. And so I clear the spirit that way. That way your spirit can be the conduit, because if it's wounded, heal, you know, from any type of incident where it got imprinted with this negativity, it can't heal itself, and it can't heal you with that trauma. So it heals your spirit. It also heals the emotional body, cleanses that, Just think of your emotional body as a sponge with all this stuff in it, and it like rinses the sponge out, okay? And then it also heals the physical body of the trauma. So this is like a major clearing of trauma, and it gets rid of almost all of it. There are people who have a lot of trauma, and then I have to do a trauma clearing, but as a general rule, the emotional clearing puts you into the moment, gets you out of the past. Remember, what you're doing is you're recycling the traumas in this lifetime over and over and over again. It's like going to a cinema and seeing, you know, the same movie with different actors. And this is the way your life is because your body wants to heal these things. It's not that it's your karma. It's that your body brought this energy up in this lifetime, whatever it would be, and it wants to get the energy released out of it. And naturally, we don't get that particular, in the New Age term, lesson. I don't like to use the word lesson, but the experience that you're going through that's negative keeps getting repeated and repeated. And at first, it might just be a little scenario, and then, you know, near the end, it could be awful and distressing. And, you know, get worse and worse because if you got rid of it initially before it was a little, you know, before it grew and festered into a gigantic sore, if you got rid of it as a little pimple, you'd be fine. And the energy is gone, but it keeps building and building. And then you get entities that come to you who like that energy. And all of a sudden, you know, you have this monster. So anyway, the emotional clearing heals you of your emotional traumas, basically, in this lifetime. The next clearing that I do for a lot of people is a mental clearing. So we did two of those today. And the mental is like defragmenting your home computer. It allows you to think clearer, to have better thoughts, quicker thoughts. It gets rid of mind chatter at times, and I have had people actually say they can see better afterwards. So somehow the mental clearing affects that, also your sight. I do a sensory clearing, which is strictly past lives, and most people have been here for at least, 20, 30,000 years. So if you figure that you incarnate, every 100 years or so, you know, you have a lot of lifetimes, okay? You could have 300-500 lifetimes here on this planet. And these are forced reincarnations because the dark side doesn't want you to leave here. Remember, the way that the light works, you only have one life now. You're not out in the universe as a multidimensional being. You can go multidimensional when you have a lifetime someplace, okay? But you're not out there doing 100 lives or 1,000 lives because you think that you're doing this on other planets. No, you're only here right now. The dark side gives you those, though, unfortunately, in parallel lifetimes. Okay, so that's what I talked about before. I've been talking to a lot of people about this here. Parallel life is a dark side's fabrication that looks like the Earth here. And when you're not in your body or you're not here, then you're probably there. So I'm going to describe that just really briefly to you. Your vibration. And so naturally, all vibrations go on and off and on and off and on and off as a frequency. And it's like a sine wave. You're manifested above and below the sine wave, but when you're on the timeline, which is a line going through the sine wave to the center of it, you're not here. And so when you're on, and then you go to the off state, when you're off, you know, where are you? And that's a question that for me, I have to really think on that one because, you know, if you're not materialized here because you're a vibration, you don't exist. But what happens is, if you don't exist, but the dark side takes you just before you go to the zero time point and remanifests you, then you're doing a lifetime somewhere else when you're not here, or hundreds of lifetimes. And this is why people think they have all these past lives. And complications in their life because the parallel lifetimes are doing this to you. So you can bring in illnesses from a parallel life. You can bring in financial difficulties. Maybe you were a banker and had tons of money. Maybe you're a millionaire, multimillionaire in another lifetime. And your spirit comes back here and gives you the thoughts that you're this multimillionaire or billionaire. And you want to give all your money away or all your things away because you think that you can get them over again, and that's one of the traps that the dark side does for you. Remember, it wants to give you trauma. So when you do that, and you don't have anything, and you're barely surviving, we'll say, at that point, you're in a lot of trauma, looking for food to eat every day. And this is how the dark side works. It wants to live on your emotional energy. So basically, you know, those healings are what I do for people. I do many, many other ones. I'd recommend, if you're brand new to the program, first do your emotional clearing, and then do your planetary clearing, and then do a parallel life clearing. The planetary clearing is what I call your horror scope. Just put an R in there, extra R for horror. And remember, you know, you think about it, you know, everybody tells you how you're this, you know, wonderful person, wonderful spirit, you know, with New Age metaphysics. And they'll also tell you, you know, your love energy. Well, and you have free choice. Well, when you have free choice, how do you have free choice? When you go to the newspaper and you can read your chart, right? You know, maybe you're a Pisces or a Virgo or a Sagittarius, and it's telling you a light path for you for that day. Well, that's no free choice. So these planets cord you, and they're negative planets. And there's, you know, hundreds if not thousands of these things that actually connect to you. But we only know of the ones that people talk about here, okay? So, and that's in your chart. And then you get an natal chart, and they tell you what you're going to be doing in your lifetime. Right away, that takes away all of your free will, because you haven't really no free will because the planets are connected to you. So I do a clearing which disconnects you from all these negative influences. And once you get disconnected, you probably won't feel the energy that much of the moon changing and the cycles and, you know, is this planet in retrograde, et cetera, because they're disconnected from you. So you have energy cords, and these cords are all negative, and they take energy from you. So, you know, this is how the light created you, to be a creative being, not to be corded by negative energies. So back to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone who's typing in their wonderful results on the fast chat. We have people reporting neck pain leaving them, sight improving, and other wonderful results. So thank you very much for typing those in. It's really great to get that feedback. And we are unfortunately almost out of time. I think this is probably one of the fastest hours that we've had. It's just gone zipping by. So before we end off, Ron, while everyone is still in this wonderful condition with the emotional body and the mental body and the pain body outside of them, could you bring in the ascension energy that Jesus used when he was here? It's the Easter weekend, and, you know, in celebration of that and his ascension afterwards, it would be wonderful to feel that energy as we close tonight.
Sure. So just tune into the light beam, and here it comes. I'll count to 10, and it'll come into your room. And remember, you're still, your body is like a big heart right now. So here we come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. This is the energy that the light ship gave Jesus to ascend with here. And you're going to feel that it's complete peace energy, love energy. It's harder to describe the love energy because it doesn't have emotional energy to it like we have down here of thinking of like a love affair or love. But mainly it's just peace, and an openness of pure light energy. It's hard to describe what it's like.
Pure non-judgment, and for me right now, it feels very uplifting. Like I feel like I'm almost rising up out of my chair. It's just very lightening.
Yes, uh-huh. And it does make you feel like you're actually moving a little bit. Uh-huh, you're being raised up, yeah.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Like your body's full of helium here. We're raising up. Oh, this is wonderful. So what I will say, yeah, tomorrow we have the four-hour call. 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time is when it starts. And just send me an email if you wish, or you can give me a phone call. And either way will work. And then we'll connect with you. And the cost on it is $60. You can just send me a check in the mail. And we do special healings for the ascension process here.
And it's wonderful. It's like having 4 hours of this type of healing energy, and also gives you activated water for a whole week's supply, so it's great. So any final words of wisdom before we sign off?
No, that's about it. And tomorrow is Saturday night live on the light ship. Be on the light ship tomorrow, giving people a little sample. It'll be about a half an hour probably, 20 minutes, something like that. Every show is live, so we don't know what we're getting into, you know, but it's all light energy, so you're all going to enjoy it. So if you're interested in actually having some healing done, come tomorrow night. So I guess
okay.
I'll be signing off here, so I'll just say blessings to all of you. And these bodies, unfortunately, will want to come back into you. But at least now you know how it feels to be free of these energies of judgment. So blessings to all of you, and good night.
Blessings to all. Good night, and stay in your heart. Till tomorrow. Good night.
Hi,